It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 10. We're going to begin reading with the verse 24, Exodus 10:24. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. We're going to begin reading now, Exodus chapter 10, verse 24. And Pharaoh called unto Moses and said, Go ye, serve the Lord. Let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones say also go with you. And Moses said, Thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not an hoof be left behind, for therefore must we, thereof we must we take to serve the Lord our God, and we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, Get thee from me, take heed to thyself, see my face no more. For in that day thou seest my face, thou shalt die. And Moses says, Thou hast spoken well, I will see thy face again no more. And the Lord said unto Moses, Yet will I bring one plague more unto Pharaoh, unto Egypt, where afterwards he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people. Let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. The Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt in the sight of Pharaoh's servants and in the sight of the people. Moses said, Thus saith the Lord, About midnight will I go out unto the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. All these thy servants shall come down unto me, and bow down themselves unto me, saying, Go thee out, and all the people that follow thee. And after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spake, the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months, and it shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. If the household be too little for a lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year, and ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall take it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And ye shall take of the blood and strike it on two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. Now we're going to end there with the seventh verse of the 12th chapter, and we'll catch up to that point. We'll finish the 10th chapter and go through the 11th and possibly get into part of the 12th. I just wanted to read that far so that you were prepared for what we're studying. To hear God's word is where the power is at. Please, let's go to the Lord in prayer now that we may begin this study. Dear Father, we thank and praise you that we can come today and enjoy this time today of fellowship, this time of teaching, this time of learning, dear Lord. I just ask that you will show us your way and will. Every time, dear Lord, that we come into your house and we come to study your word, we always need your direction, your leadership, your power, your strength. And dear Father, with this study on the radio is no different. We must have your presence with us. Your Spirit, he must come. He must speak to our hearts. He speaks to the lost that they be saved. He speaks to the saved that they may grow. And so please, dear Lord, that you will change our lives and make us more like you, and guide and lead us today as we enjoy this study now. So please, dear Lord, we ask for your leadership and your direction. Touch every heart. Those that are lost, oh please, dear Lord, today is the day of salvation, that they come to know you. Please, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we begin this study, and we've looked at all the plagues. I keep going down through them very quickly so that we're kind of reminded of all the things that have happened to the land of Egypt and to Pharaoh himself personally. We have water into blood. We have the frogs. We have the lice. We have the flies. We have the cattle diseases. We have the boils. We have the hail with fire. We have the locusts, and then we had the 3 days of darkness. All this was to come, and this darkness that we've just went through in the last section here, it was so thick that you could literally cut it. It was just that thick. There wasn't one Egyptian that could see. It was so dark, and it was just it was horrifying, because they could literally feel the darkness, but they could see nothing. And they, in those 3 days, nothing was done. I'm not sure that they ate anything during those 3 days. They couldn't go draw water. They couldn't take care of their livestock. They couldn't do the work that they did. They couldn't do anything. They were just totally in darkness. You've heard people say that, you know, well, they're in the dark. Well, these people were in the dark. It was a darkness that God has given because of their disobedience, because of their ignorance to coming to the truth. Judgment always comes when we ignore God's word. You need to know that. You can ignore it all of your life if you choose, but there'll be a day that judgment will come upon you, and it'll be a horrifying judgment, and it'll be an eternal judgment. So please, that you come by faith to Jesus Christ today and do not end up in the place of torment awaiting your final judgment. And that judgment is only an announcement that you rejected the Son. They'll look in the books and look at all your works. And then they'll look in the book, and this is very, very clear. They'll look in the book, and when they open up the book and find your name missing, then you will be cast into the lake of fire eternally. Now, the only thing that you need to do today is come by faith to Jesus Christ. That's it. Just call upon him, please. Just come to him today, and your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You need to understand you're a sinner and you're lost. If you don't understand that you're a sinner and you're lost, then you have no need of salvation. Oh, yes, you need to be saved, but there's no hope for you until you recognize your sin, recognize the horrible condition that you're in, and you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. Please, that you we'll pay attention and please listen to the word of God. Pharaoh didn't. Pharaoh rejected. The Egyptians rejected it. All these plagues just continued to come. Oh, from time to time, the people would turn to Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, you better pay attention to this man because he has special powers. And look what judgment has come upon us because of him. Will you let him go? You know, let him go. And Pharaoh would, upon occasion, do the same. He would call him and he says, okay, I'll let you go. But instead of Pharaoh following the word of God, and see, people do this today. They're terrible about doing this today. People, when they follow the word of God, when they do that, they follow it partially. They compromise. They will use part of the word of God, but not all the word of God. And today, in our country, in this land, people literally refuse to take the word of God. Oh, they're very religious. They go to church. They work in the church. They do all these things. But they're ignoring God's word. And you better just take a look. That's all I'm asking you to do. I'm not asking you to come to this church. I would love for you to come to this church and visit and fellowship with you if you're a born-again believer. I would love for you to do that. I would love today for you to come by faith to Jesus Christ if you're not born again. I want you to come and accept Jesus Christ. Come by faith. It's His grace. He hands it to you, but you have to receive that gift. I want you to do that today. But it's not necessary that you come to this church to be saved. You can be saved right where you're at, right here and now. You can be saved. But please, if you think you're saved and you've not come by faith to Jesus, if you've not called up in confessing your sin, and you will change, your heart will change the day that you meet Jesus Christ. It may change slowly, it may change very rapidly, but there will be a change upon you meeting Jesus Christ. You can't meet the Son of God and not know it. You can't immediately be able to go to God the Father and not know a change in your life. And so be prepared for that change because it will come. It will be very evident to you. I want you to do that today. I want you to come by faith to Jesus Christ. And then I want you to take a look at what doctrine is taught in the church you attend. I want you to see if that doctrine is corresponds, if it's the same as the Word of God. Now, I've been in different churches in my lifetime, some before I was saved, some after I was saved. But some of them, when you read the Word of God, and it's not, and that's not what's taught, they'll tell you that, number one, if you're not very educated, you can't read the Word of God. That is a down and outright lie. You have the teacher. The Holy Spirit can teach you. So that in itself is a lie, and if that's what your church teaches and is in the doctrine of your church, and get out of that church as fast as you can. If your church, home church or not, teaches things that are contrary to the Word of God, they do not explain to you there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. They don't tell you the simple plan of salvation of how to get to heaven and how to get in back into good graces and into the fellowship of God. They don't teach that. They teach a social gospel. If your church does that, please get out. Do not compromise. Pharaoh continued. He did it repeatedly. He says, okay, you can go, but. And it's kind of the way we're worshiping today. Yes, I'll serve God, but I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it my way. No, that's not a choice. We need to serve God, and we need to serve God His way. We need to follow His plan and His way completely, totally. Don't compromise, not move it aside. Pharaoh here is doing the same thing. He's coming with his compromise here. Yeah, you can go. You know, one time he didn't let the men could just go, but one time he would tell them, you know, yes, you can all worship your God, just do it here. No. Listen to God's plan and do God's plan. That's what we need to do. We need to follow that. We need to carry that. And there is cults out there everywhere that is taken parts of God's word and changed it to meet with what they... Some of them have taken things and put themselves under the law. We're not under law. We're under grace. So some believe that we have to go to church on a certain day if we're going to have salvation. You know, some believe we have to be baptized as an infant to have salvation. Some believe that we have to attend their church to have salvation. None of that is true. It's all lies. Moses here, when he was called upon by Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said, sure, you can go, but don't take your livestock. Well, he said, we're going to offer our flocks and our herds unto the Lord. Why? We can't. There's no reason to go if we can't do that. That's part of the purpose of going. You see, Pharaoh didn't understand anything. Plus, Pharaoh wanted to be in control. That's what Pharaoh wanted to do. He wanted to be in control. And so Moses rejected that completely. Moses says, thou must give us also sacrifices and burnt offerings that we may sacrifice unto the Lord our God. Verse 25 of chapter 10. Our cattle also shall go with us. There shall not a hoof be left behind, for thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God. And we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come thither. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, he said, you know, you're never going to see my face anymore. And to Pharaoh's total shock, Moses says, you're right about that. I'm not coming back again. It's the last time. The Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards, he will let you go. There's one more to come. And when ye shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out from hence altogether. He's going to throw you out. Now, after he threw him out, well, then he had some reservations again, so he went right back after him, if you'll remember, and we'll get to that part here pretty shortly. But we find that this last one is going to be the ultimate of the plagues. The others, they destroyed their goods and their plants and their animals and what they owned. They destroyed their buildings. They destroyed all that. But now we're to the place where it's going to begin to go after the firstborn. The firstborn. As we look at the firstborn, each time, each plague that came was against certain gods. But the firstborn is literally against all gods, plus the firstborn of everything was given to their gods, maybe as a sacrifice, or maybe not as a sacrifice in many cases, but the firstborn belonged to the gods. And so by our God, the God, the true God, the only God, destroying all the firstborn, that was offered to the gods of Egypt. And our God snatched them away. Let's take a look at something else that's taken place here. He shall let you go. He's going to thrust you out when we get finished here. Speak now to the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Now you think about this. Israel, the Israelites, are servants, period. They're servants. They're slaves. They were even told they had to make brick without the straw. They had to go get their own straw to make the brick, and still keep up the same level of production. Slaves. That's all they were. And yet God said to Moses, you say to the people of Israel, men and women alike, that they are to go to their neighbor, borrow of his neighbor, every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. The Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. And Moses says, thus saith the Lord. Now, what's going to take place here? They're going to go to their masters. The Israelites are going to go to their masters, the people that own them, the people that control them. The people have worked them literally to death in many cases. These people, the servants, Israel, is going to go to those folks, the Egyptians, ask them for silver and gold. Ask them for their jewelry. Now, what's the chance of that taking place? These Egyptians have been beat to death with the God of Israel. They have been whipped. They have been in every part of their life has been affected. And now the servant shows up at your door and says, "Give me your silver, give me your gold." Well, under natural conditions, that sure isn't going to happen. And God calls it wages. Because, you see, Israel has worked as slaves to the Egyptians for no wages. They just threw them a little bit of food now and then, and that was it. They gave them nothing. But here they're getting some of those wages back. And that's what that word tells us. Borrow. It means to demand, and it means wages, back wages. And so they're going to go and they're going to ask these Egyptians for this. Now, the only people that didn't get the gold and the silver from the Egyptians were the people that did not believe the word of God and didn't go do it. Because everybody that believed the word of God and went forth to their neighbor, to their master, and asked for this silver and gold, it was handed to them. Sure, here. Now, you imagine that. That's the God that we serve. When there is a need, God supplies that need. And you just be prepared to watch him do it. Now, isn't that wonderful? And there's a purpose for this silver and gold. It is not so that the Israelites can leave with beautiful jewelry around their neck and around their wrists and around on their body that they leave in style, so to speak. It's not so that they can really get these back wages, even though it was owed them. The purpose of this is there's going to be a time, and the time is coming fairly soon, that they're going to need a great amount of silver and of gold to build the tabernacle and furnish it. They have nothing. God took the spoils out of Egypt and did it by means of not killing the Egyptians as such and then stealing it, taking the spoil. Instead of that, God just dealt with the hearts of the Egyptian people, and the Egyptian people handed it as upon them coming and looking at it and looking into it. Then they just come and took it. You know, here it is. And we're going to see the need pretty shortly. And so you see, when God supplies us with something, it's not for our honor and glory. It is for his. He has a purpose for that. So you see, they not only first of all had to ask for it, walk by faith and ask, but the next step is going to be God's going to ask for it back. He's going to ask for that because it's service. Serving him. And that's what we should do with what we have. We should praise him and serve him and honor him and lift him up. God supplied the products to them, the silver and the gold. He did it in a miraculous way that the people would hand it to them. And now, all of a sudden, it's turned to the other side. And we come to the other side now, we find that there's going to be a purpose for that. It's not just to make Israel rich. It's to be used in the furtherance of the gospel. And that's what we should be doing. We should be giving of our tithes and offerings for the furtherance of the gospel. Oh, we look at these words here and we think of what's taking place. And let me read once again here the steps. Speak now to the ears of the people. Let every man borrow of his neighbor, every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, in the sight of the people. And Moses said, "Thus saith the Lord, About midnight I will go out unto the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh. It's going to come right to home, isn't it? That sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the male, and all the firstborn of the beast. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and between Israel. All these thy servants shall come down unto me, and bow down themselves unto me, saying, Get thee out, all the people that follow thee, and after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. And the Lord said unto Moses, Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. Moses and Aaron did all the wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of the land. We have looked at the grace of God as he has delivered to the Israelites all this jewelry, all this silver and all this gold. And we're going to see the time and the meaning of it, especially the silver. And it's so sad, because if somebody did not do what God said, they will not have silver to hand over to the Lord when he asks for it. And we're going to take a good look at that, and that may surprise you what that means. And so it's always important that we trust the Lord. These people could have been fearful and afraid, and probably had a right to be afraid of the Egyptians. But God said. And so you see, we need to stand upon the Word of God no matter what it is. We need to stand upon it. We need to know it's true, it's sure. I study the Word of God from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation. I teach the Word of God from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation. I love the Word of God. I teach it to the best of my ability by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You see, man many times will teach us things contrary. We need to trust the Word of God, trust the Spirit of God, that he will guide and lead us. And again, if you're going somewhere that it's contrary to the Word of God, and they say, well, it's not of this time, that's a lie. If they say that we can't do that, yes, there are dispensations through the Word of God. The only way to properly study the Word of God is with times, with dispensations. And so you need to do that. But it's very simple to see, very simple to understand. And I just ask that you will look to the Word of God and study it, because the Spirit of God, if you're born again, will teach you his ways and teach it very clearly. Not only are they told to go get the silver and the gold, but then Moses stood before them and he set a time. He said, at midnight the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. Who was involved with the death that was going to die? From the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne. Oh, if there was one that Pharaoh loved, it was the one he was rearing to take over his empire when he was gone. That was his love, his total love. And he desired that none would touch him, that none would affect him, because he was powerful and he was all-knowing, and he was going to lead Egypt to be mightier than ever. That was the firstborn of Pharaoh. And we find here that this firstborn is going to die, just like any animal that's out there is going to die, because God said. And these people, they had witnessed all the wonders, all the miracles. And from time to time, they would weaken, and then they would change their mind. And each time, the heart of Pharaoh and the heart of the people were becoming hardened. Because, you see, this is a horrible judgment that's going to come upon this land, upon this people. The firstborn of all, and yet Israel, the nation of Israel, would be untouched if they listen to the Word of God. They still must follow and listen. They would not have gotten the gold and silver if they had not listened. They would not have been able to live. The firstborn would have died if they did not listen to what God said. That's what's going to happen to you. You're going to die. Yes, a physical death, but also a spiritual death. And you're going to be separated eternally from the presence of God and the power of God and the blessings of God. And you're going to find yourself waking up in the place of torment, just awaiting hell. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?